This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. The most powerful promise of technology is the promise that it can help us work on a big challenge from a completely new angle. Dr. Julian Leff is a psychiatrist in England. He has been building and controlling digital avatars, almost like characters in a video game, that help schizophrenic patients put a face to the voices in their heads. It's a way of tackling a very specific kind of problem.
If you hear an invisible entity telling you you're a horrible person, generally pulling you down and commanding you to do terrible things, it's almost impossible to create a dialogue with them because they only speak in short, stereotyped phrases and they don't respond to whatever you as the patient says to them. So it seemed to me that if I could help the patient to create a proper dialogue with the voice, then it might be possible for them to take more control of it.
And how did you build these avatars? How were they created?
I recruited two colleagues, and between them, they developed a program which enables the patient to choose a face from a whole variety of faces. And once they've got that close to what they believe is the person speaking to them, they then go on to choose the voice. Now, that's a more difficult issue because the therapist has to be able to speak through the avatar. And the lips are synchronized with the voice so that the movements of the lips look exactly like an ordinary person speaking.
As I understand, the patient then develops a kind of dialogue and a relationship with these avatars, and the patient is instructed to talk back to the avatars when the avatars insult them or tell them to do something. And then eventually, the avatar's behavior also changes in reaction to what the patient has said.
Yes, it's done in a relatively brief time. I'm playing two roles because I can talk through the avatar in real time, or I can use my computer to switch over to myself as the therapist speaking in my normal voice. So, if you like, I'm playing both bad cop and good cop in sequence. And they need that help from a therapist because they're very scared, most of them, not of the avatar, but of the voice they hear, which often threatens to harm or kill them if they try and take measures against it.
You saw a significant change. You saw an improvement in some of these patients, right?
Well, yes, absolutely. I mean, it was quite astounding, really, because out of the 16 patients who went into the therapy, three stopped hearing their voice altogether. One after 16 years of hearing the devil, one after 13 years of hearing the man who'd abused him when he was an adolescent, and one after 3.5 years of hearing a woman's voice every morning waking him at 5 a.m. and discussing her business proposals with her subordinates.
Dr. Julian Leff is a psychiatrist and emeritus professor at the University College in London. Dr. Leff, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you indeed.